You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says.
Fuck
yeah! Yeah, and that's what's up. Just sit back, relax. I got the show for ya. Yeah, yeah. Now here we go.
Right out the gates, I'm gonna say, fuck out of here to Slayer. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude. I am so tired of your music. I'm not saying this to be an asshole. I'm not saying this because whatever, because I'm jealous or whatever the fuck you want to say, right? Like, whatever the fuck you want to say back to this. Dude, your music sucks. End of story. Fuck your music, bruh. Like, straight up, fuck your music. Again, not being an insultist. I'm not here, you know what I'm saying? I'm not here to rain on your parade. I'm here to tell you the truth. Your music fucking sucks. Like, horrible. Like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Like, go on, bruh. Take your shit, pack it the fuck up, and hit the fucking road. Yes, I'm Chris Farling you the fuck out of here. That's how I fucking feel about this shit, man. I am tired of hearing their fucking racket, right? It's not even tasteful, right? It puts this nasty taste in your fucking mouth, and you're like, oh, get the fuck out of my mouth. That's a bug. That's not something delicious. That's shit in my mouth. Get it out. I'm slapping my tongue now, right? Get it the fuck out. Like Jim Carrey, whenever he found out he really kissed a guy, plunger to the fucking mouth, get the fuck out of here, right? Get the fuck out, it's nasty, I don't like it. And then, nigga, this ain't a compliment. I know you might be like, oh my god, this is the greatest compliment. Hail Satan. Nah, fuck you, nigga. Hail the true Lord, the one true Lord. The one true Lord, motherfucker. Yahweh. Yahweh. Say it with me now. Yahweh. Nigga. Yahweh. I'll get retarded and ridiculous on you about my faith, nigga. Yahweh, nigga. Yahweh. I'll punch you in the face over my fucking faith, nigga. Yahweh. Yahweh. Psh. Nigga, I don't give a fuck right now, dude. I'm so tired of the bullshit, the drama, the fucking shitty music. Get it the fuck out of here. You know, I fucking went to a fucking Slayer concert one time, and you know what's funny though? It wasn't a Slayer concert. It was an Ozzy concert that they decided to grab the coattails of and ride along, right? And I'm not mocking them. Hell, I'd do it, right? Right? Who the fuck would say no to Ozfest? An idiot. An idiot would say no to Ozfest. Or, I mean, unless you had a great reason. But, you know what I'm saying? And I'm being silly here. Like, what idiot would say no to going to Ozfest? Like, there's all these bands, right? But then you've got the bands that you didn't think would make the fit, like, they wouldn't fit the bill, but somehow they did, and now you've got to sit through their shitty-ass set. I went on about another set the same night on a different podcast that happened that same night. It was Super Joint Ritual. And now, I'm gonna tell you honestly, they didn't suck, right? Not like Slayer does, right? Now, this could be just my opinion, but I'm telling you straight up, dude, to me, this shit is fact, bro. This shit is fact. They suck, dude. I can't stand it, bro. It's like ska music done wrong. Right? We're like taking a fucking hanger with a bunch of barbs in it, sticking it straight through each ear, and just fucking to make it stop. You understand? Like, God. Holy shit. Make it fucking stop. You know? Like, now I know how people feel that listen to easy listening music and they come over to my music, right? And they hear the metal shit, right? Now, don't get me wrong, a lot of them end up liking it, you know what I'm saying? And this is just simply, now this is not me boasting myself, I'm just saying, I just do things tastefully. It's just known that I have a taste for things, right? Well, I don't have a taste for Slayer, okay? All right? Dude, do you want me to help you with y'all's fucking vocals and the way your songs are set up? Because, bro, your songs, and I'm being told in my head not to do this, not to say this, but I'm gonna fucking say it anyways, because these are fucking be said. Dude, I will coach you on your vocals the way your guitarist coached Slipknot on their guitars and their leads. Bro, it sucks that fucking bad, right? Like the way, see, y'all fucked up Slipknot. Now, don't get me wrong, I appreciate exactly what you did. It was what they were missing, right? But to a Slipknot fan, it was fucking perfect the way it was, you dick. Fucking perfect. No solos, no bullshit, nothing, just fucking chunky grooves. That's all it fucking was. The solo was his goddamn voice. The solo was the fucking keyboards, okay? That was a solo. That was their fucking solo. And you took it away like a dumb son of a bitch. Now, I'm not knocking you. I love solos, right? Just not a Slipknot. No! Fucking ass. God damn. Like I said, I get what you did. I appreciate what you did. But man, did you fuck it up. You fucked up what it was, right? That first fucking album, Not Mate Feed, Kill Repeat. That one was awesome either way, right? But I'm talking about the 7-number-long self-titled, whatever the fuck that was, right? The barcode, I'll just call it the barcode album. The barcode album was the shit, exactly the way it was. Slipknot should have carried on in that direction because that's how they got their fans in the first place. Then you come along, right? You come along, and all of a sudden it's fucking buddy-buddy biker time with Jim, isn't it? Right? What did Jim do? Did he fucking drag along Mick? Do I got this wrong? Is it the opposite way? Was it Mick that you suckered into this? Like, who did you approach to make this fucking happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, I fucking hate Slayer. I don't hate the guys in it, right? I just hate the whatever Slayer is. I hate that shit. Right? Oh, he's a pussy. He doesn't like Slayer. Fuck you. Slayer is outdated. Like your dad jokes. Don't kill the messenger. This motherfucker's gonna pee. He doesn't sit your old ass down. Like, sit your down. It's like, sit your old ass down before you break a fucking hip. Sit your old ass down before I break your fucking hips, Mr. Rivers. Mr. Waters. Mr. River Waters. Mr. Johnny River Waters. Mr. Johnny River Bottoms. Mr. Jimmy River Pants! Sit down! Your depends are leaking! Sit the fuck down! And yes, one day I will be that old too! And until that day comes, sit the fuck down! That day ain't today, motherfucker! And that's how I feel.
Motherfuckers!
Again, not trying to be an asshole, but I think that it's Bible time. I'll be right back. All right, I got the Bible, but before we jump into this thing, I gotta say, who else needs to get the fuck out of here? Call of Duty. Game designers, get the fuck out of here! I know that you put your cheats in there on purpose. It's your version of the game genie you're selling on the black market. Tell me I'm wrong. And if it's not you, A, why is this still happening? After all this time, after all these years, why is it still happening? Two. Not only why is it still happening, but why do you not say anything back to anyone that says anything about that at all? I'm hounding the living dog shit out of Raven Software right now. Like, bro, I want to get back to gaming. I am not downloading your at Call of Duty game because I tagged Call of Duty 2, so it goes right to their fucking phones. You know, I'm not downloading this shit no more. You have to fix what's wrong. Okay, you don't want to do that? I woke up today to another... there's no notifications. I woke up to another day of no notifications from Raven Software or Call of Duty or anybody about when I can get back to fucking gaming. You know why? Here's why. I'll lay my case out right here for you, for God and everybody. I don't give a fuck who knows this. I'm so fucking over it, dude. They want somebody, people who come for viewing and shit like that. They want somebody who's the winner, who's a fucking man. And guess who that is? Yeah, that's right. The dude you're fucking listening to, you asshole. You fucking scumbag piece of shit.
Thief, you're fucking stealing from me, asshole.
That's how I fucking feel about you. I could fucking strangle you. I could murder you, you motherfucking coward.
Be slipping dog shit out your ass.
That's just how I feel though, right? Right, that's just how I feel, right? On the inside, and it stays dormant, right? Right? That my fucking attitude! You know what I'm saying? The one that wants to rip your fucking throat out and shove it up your fucking dickhole, bitch! That's right, your dickhole! Splayed open, shoved up your dickhole, fuck you, right? Like, that's just how I feel, though, right? It's just a feeling, right? It's just a feeling, right? Cause I'm special, I have disabilities. So I would've been told that it's just a feeling, right? And so it's this murderous attitude. I mean, right? But like, I gotta control it. Cause I mean, you know, you guys, you know? I don't wanna go text on everybody. Start fucking massacring the whole fucking world! Over a video game, I mean, shit, really, right? Right? You know, it's probably just one guy doing this, right? But what does that one guy working somewhere on Call of Duty have to do with all this, right? Like, all these feelings. Oh my God, this is just one guy, right? This is just one incident. Oh, no, it's not. It's every fucking game. It's everybody, every fucking game. You understand? I am the fucking shit at military tactics. You're not gonna shit on me with military tactics, right? Like, you have to wake up pretty early in the fucking morning, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, right? Like, we're going to war, bro. Okay, yeah, we're going to war. Okay, yeah, you better wake up pretty early in the fucking morning, right? Cause I'm gonna split you right down the fucking middle with one stroke of my goddamn sword. I'm gonna fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme you. Right? And so, like, you know, if you're not waking up pretty early in the fucking morning and getting your shit done every day like me, you know what I'm saying? I get my shit done every day, whatever time I'm waking up. And let's say you don't do that, right? Oh, you're gonna fuck off and watch TV, not all day, but every day, right? Like, you're stuck here, right? Well, I'm gonna come and pick it up. So now that you kind of understand my fucking mentality and how good I am at war and not just Call of Duty, not just Call of Duty, but I'm on all those fucking war games, right? I'm badass. And you can tell because there aren't cheaters on Call of Duty Mobile, you motherfuckers. And every single time, first fucking place. Every single time. There's maybe like one or two that I don't get first place in. But every fucking time, I am on the very top of every fucking leaderboard ever. But no, not when it comes to console, not when it comes to streaming, what I'm doing. Therefore, whoever you are cutting into my fucking profits to pay all your illegitimate children.
That's right, I said it.
They're your kids now. These are your babies. You created them. You. With no credit given to Yahweh. No. You better bow before, nigga. Bow, nigga. Bow, 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 bow. The one true Lord is coming. The one true Lord is coming.
And with that said, it's now Bible time. We're going to look directly in the book of Jeremiah 20. I'll give you a second to follow along. Grab your book. Okay, you got it. Flip open to Jeremiah. Are you there? Now go to 20. At the very end, it's right before 15. So there's 20, 21, 22. In my Bible, I don't know if that... See, that I've got the Sefer. Sepher.net. I got that version. And mine says, we acknowledge, O Yahweh, our wickedness and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against you. Do not abhor us, for your name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of your glory. Remember, break not your covenant with us. Are there any among the vanities of the other nations that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers?